This is Brian Hansen for KCAW, and it's time for our weekly program on high school sports and activities in Sitka. Today we welcome from the Sitka High School girls basketball team, Isa Ramil and Sophie Mudry, two players on the 2013-2014 Sitka High School girls basketball team. Welcome, gals.
Hi.
Hey.
Hi. Hey, the season's off and running. I know you played in one tournament already this year, the Holland America tournament. Isa, tell us how that tournament went for the team.
Just starting off where we were last year, I thought it was a good start to see the girls go through everything.
Right. Who'd you play in, and did you win or lose?
We won all of our games. We played against Barrow,
Grace Christian, and Forest Lake. They're a team from Auburn, California.
Auburn, California. Well, were the games competitive, or did you beat up on them at all?
There was a couple games where it was kind of sloppy, but, I mean, we managed to follow through, and we did pretty good.
Isa, what year in school are you?
I'm a senior.
Have you played on the basketball team all 4 years?
I did.
Right.
Yeah.
I know you had some physical problems as far as you got a knee injury or something went wrong.
Yeah, it was my junior year. It was the beginning of the junior year I was out, and then I got to play the regions.
How is your knee or where it was injured?
It's going good. Nothing has happened so far.
You feel strong then this year?
Yeah, definitely.
Okay. All right. Have you played any other sports this year?
Volleyball.
All right. And will you play other sports after the basketball season?
Track and field.
And Sophie, you're a senior too.
Yep.
You played on the basketball team all 4 years in high school?
Yes.
All right. And I know, Sophie, you have a new coach this year. Kathy Forrester is coaching the program after Rich Krupper ran the program for many years. There's always issues related to the transition between coaches. How's that going for everybody? Is some growing pains probably?
Yeah.
Yeah. Tell the audience out there what kind of responsibilities you have on the team, what position you play, and what your responsibilities for the team are.
Well, as the point guard, it's my job to be vocal and kind of communicate everything. And since we're running our old plays from the previous years and they don't know, well, Kathy and Janet don't really know our plays, it's my job to like teach them and teach the rest of the girls what to do.
So a lot of responsibility falling on you this year, correct?
Yep.
How do you feel about that? Are you okay with the responsibility?
Yeah.
Right. Tell us what style of offense you're trying to run with the team.
A couple like man defense or man offenses, and we have a couple zone offenses.
Right. And as the point guard, of course, for all of us who don't know what that means out there, you're the one that has the responsibility of bringing the ball up and then running the play as soon as you get down to in the offensive part of the court, correct?
Yeah.
Right. Who are some of the go-to gals you have on the team that you're looking to get the ball in the hands of to score the baskets?
Sydney Riggs and Megan Reed.
Sydney and Megan are also seniors on the team?
Megan's a senior and Sid's a junior.
Okay. Well, what is the breakdown of the team? How many other seniors are on the team?
Five seniors maybe, but not all of them play varsity. And then there's a good majority of the team is juniors.
So the season started in early December for you then?
Yeah.
Right. What kind of practice schedule do you have to prepare for all these games?
Well, we switch with the boys. We have early practice and late practice. So for 2 weeks we'll have practice at 6 or 6:30, and then the next 2 weeks we'll have practice at 3:30.
Okay. Isa, what you had the Holland America tournament. What's next for the team?
We're traveling to Kodiak on the 2nd to the 5th.
So. And what's going on in Kodiak?
There's going to be a tournament. We're going to go against 4A schools.
Okay, 4A schools. Okay, well, that's going to be a good test. Do you know who the teams are?
Kodiak, West Valley, and Diamond.
Diamond. Ever been to Kodiak before?
No.
How about you, Sophie? Have you ever been to Kodiak? No. I'm wondering, how does that play for you, Sophie? I mean, I know you've been in other sports, and this year you told me before the interview that this was the basketball season was it for you. But, you know, when you live in Sitka and you do sports in Sitka, you travel a lot. How have you dealt with the travel? Do you like the travel? Give us a little insight into what you about that.
I think that traveling is a little harder on you when you're playing games. Like, I'd rather have home games. But the trips are always fun, and it's a good team bonding experience.
How about you, Isa? How do you feel about the travel?
Same as that. But when it comes to school and stuff like that, it can be a little bit difficult, but...
You know, I had a couple kids who ran through the sports programs in Sitka High School, and, you know, when they traveled, there was a little difficult for them. They'd bring their studies with them, but they just never got it done. Where does that fall for you, Isa? Are you able to study on the road?
When we're not doing anything, I try to, but it's difficult.
So, Sophie, how about you? I mean, do you see that, does it make it difficult for you or others to study on the road, or can you get it done?
It makes it easier for me to procrastinate it and just put it off until the last minute. My homework or whatever I have to do the night I get home before I have to go to school
right.
the next day.
Right. Well, we encourage you to do what you can. I know coming back after a long weekend makes it tough. Isa, what's next for the team? You've had three games under your belt. When's your next conference games?
February.
Yeah. And who's in the conference? I know it's changed in the last few years.
Petersbury and Monachico.
Do you know who your competition is going to be this year?
I think both will be a pretty good competition, but Petersburg has a lot of good shooters, and they didn't lose anybody last year.
What's the team goal for this year, Sophie?
Win state,
there you go. You agree with that, Isa?
Yeah, definitely.
All right. Well, I really appreciate you girls coming in. We're out of time here, and I'd like to thank Isa Ramil and Sophie Moodry to come in, and I want to wish them a safe and healthy, successful year. We'll be out there. Do you know when the last the next home game is? Do you have any idea when that happens?
I think February.
February. We'll get you in there before. Maybe before or after you have your home games to get the locals out there to see you. So this has been Brian Hansen for KCAW bringing you a weekly look at high school sports and activities. And until next time, keep the body and mind active and support high school sports and activities.